Owen Casey joins us, Burlington, Ontario native, outfield prospect, now of the San Diego Padres. He was a second-round pick in last month's MLB draft. And Owen, appreciate the time. Hope you're well. Hope your family's well. And I want to ask you what it's been like, you know, trying to get your work in, et cetera, just trying to stay fit and ready with the pandemic going on, just, you know, what that's been like for you.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And, you know, before, so I went to San Diego on a trip to go sign my contract to go, I think, 10 days ago. So I'm still in quarantine right now, so I'm hitting my garage, you know, working on the basement. But before that, I was, you know, going to parks, getting working with, like, a select amount of guys and people are allowed to be together. But, you know, sandbags, anything I can find that I can lift. Yeah. Basically just a big grind.
So when looking back at the MLB draft, which it's crazy to think that it was last month. It still feels like during the pandemic, everything gets stretched out so much in terms of time between events. But looking back at the night of the draft itself, what was the feeling that you experienced right after you heard your name called? Like, were there tears? Were your parents crying? Like, what was the situation going on where you were watching the draft?
So we're in my backyard, just me and my family. Definitely a lot of smiles. I think my mom shed a tear too. Just lots of, you know, being satisfied, but also wanting to get better, like moving forward to, you know, what I want to do. So that was just first stepping stone, and definitely a lot of hugs, you know, a little celebration that night, definitely.
When did it kind of become clear to you that you were going to have the trajectory that the major leagues and being a major league draft pick were going to be something that, you know, wasn't just a pipe dream or something that you were working towards, but was something that was very realistic and within your reach?
I'd say 2 years ago that I thought it was in my reach because I worked so hard, and I really, really realized it at the thing called Tournament 12 in the Rogers Center. Yeah. And at Team Canada, because I thought I could play with pro guys and that I'm better than most guys, you know, because I worked so hard, and that's when it really became reality.
Owen, do you think maybe the circumstance of this particular year with the pandemic and the draft itself being shortened to 5 rounds, did that make it feel any cooler perhaps to hear your name called, considering that so many less people were getting drafted this year in particular?
Yeah, it's crazy because only 35 rounds were cut. That's crazy. That's so many people that, you know, could have got drafted. Yeah, it made it a little special that to be in that top five is kind of prestigious, you know, because you have to be pretty good to be top of rounds regularly. But when people have to take into account, try to squish in the best players within the 5 rounds, it was pretty special.
Owen Casey's with us. And in the pre-draft process, what was it like in the couple of months leading up to the June draft between March and June, where you couldn't probably have the normal kinds of workouts, availabilities, meeting with teams? Were there a lot of Zoom calls, just kind of teams doing their due diligence on you? What was that process like?
Yeah, some teams did Zoom calls. Some teams did like just regular phone calls. The Padres were actually my first Zoom call, believe it or not. But yeah, mostly just Zoom calls. And for the most part, teams would just call me on my cell phone. Yeah. Pretty hard to communicate.
I feel like with the pandemic, we've always been curious as to how that's changed things. And Owen, I want to take you back actually to March of, again, amazingly, 2020. I can't believe it's been just a couple of months. Feels like that was seasons ago. But back in March of 2020, you played with the junior national team against the Blue Jays young squad, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about what that experience was like for you, going through game day prep, being with other guys in the clubhouse, in the locker room, getting ready to go out onto the diamond, and eventually you hit a home run in the game. So what was all of that whole experience like for you that day?
It was awesome. You know, we got to the field. There's food ready for us. The clubhouse is amazing. Basically just the atmosphere, because, you know, I think they just got it renovated and more stands. It looks really nice. It was very beautiful. And some big leaguers were out there shagging, so we got to talk to them. Just kind of put us in the pro atmosphere because of, you know, what we got, what facilities we were at. It was a pretty cool pregame prep. You know, we took BP there, did some fly ball stuff. The grass was amazing, best I've ever played on. But it was pretty cool, you know, and eventually I did hit a home run. That day, to be honest with you, it's part of my worst BP of the whole entire week. And it's kind of weird how that works. You know, I had a good game, but a not so good BP. It's just kind of, you know, a little weird, but it was amazing.
So what do you remember about the pitch? I know it's not, you know, it won't be the same as hitting your first major league homer, but still, against, you're from Burlington, even in spring training with the Canadian junior team, to hit a home run off of a Blue Jays organization pitcher. What do you remember about the pitch and just seeing it and then putting that to ball? And then obviously the rest is history.
Yeah, I had it in my mind going into the at bat. If it was a fastball, if it was in the strike zone, I was swinging no matter what. It was about a thigh high. I think it was 96 to, I think it was 96 miles an hour. Yeah. I knew it was going off the bat just by the trajectory and how hard I hit it. But, you know, put my head down and ran. But it's pretty cool, you know, getting one off of a pro guy.
You know, speaking of home runs, Owen, as well, you participated in the home run derby at last summer, I believe it was, for the Tournament 12. And I've always been curious, how do you prepare for just absolutely clubbing home runs for minutes at a time?
Honestly, I just try to put a nice and easy free swing on it. Try to create loft. Didn't really think too much about it. Just try to be myself. And, you know, obviously in regular BP, I don't try to do that. Try to execute and do certain situational stuff. But during a home run derby, you just try to create the most loft as possible and try to get everything to pull side. But it was a great experience. And I just try not to think about it too much.
So, you know, you seem to have the makeup and the swing, the lefty from the left side of the plate, to be a power type of presence in a lineup. Would you say you model yourself to be a power hitter, or is the hope to be kind of gap to gap? And if power is part of it, then that's great too.
To be honest with you, I do think I have power potential. But before my power potential comes, I want to develop my actual hit tool more. Yeah. And get more developed with that, because once the hit tool comes, the power comes after that. It's basically what I've learned from watching guys over the years. You know, look at David Ortiz. He had the hit tool, then he had the power come along. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
Owen Casey's with us. And, you know, I want to ask you about the process of going to San Diego. I was going to ask you what it was like, if they faxed you a contract or something, but you went there. So, you know, take us through the whole sequence of events, I guess, flying out from Pearson, San Diego signing the contract, what that was like. Was everyone in masks? I guess just give us a little peek behind the curtain at how teams are doing business during COVID.
Yeah, so we got on the plane. To my surprise, it was packed, you know, wore a mask on down the way there. I think I signed my contract the third day into the trip. We would watch, you know, Tatis, Profar, all them take BP. They were very, very careful about it, you know, 6 feet apart, don't come in contact, clean everything off. But it was just pretty cool. But also, they have a lot more rules down there than here, to be honest with you, because I think of how bad it is. But it's a beautiful city, and, you know, didn't really want to leave.
How does it feel, then, Owen, joining a Padres organization that actually does have some Canadian alumni like Josh Naylor and Cal Quantrill?
Pretty cool. I talked to Josh down there. Didn't know where Cal Quantrill is, but Josh is a great guy. You know, talked to him for a couple minutes, and he's just really excited for me to be a part of the Padres.
So, you know, Petco Park has the reputation of being not the friendliest for hitters, always been kind of a pitcher's paradise. But being down there, looking out at the outfield fence, probably from home plate, could you envision yourself having a lot of success, hopefully one day hitting baseballs and doing your thing there for home games at Petco?
You know, if everything goes right and I make it, which I plan on doing, 100%, you know, plan having a lot of success there if I get up to that, if everything goes right. But 100%, you know, dimensions aren't that too big. The wind was always blowing out every single day, which is kind of nice, but you know, nice cool breeze. But definitely I see myself having success there.
So before we let you go, I want to ask you, I know you are committed to the University of Michigan starting, I would imagine, in the fall. Baseball season won't be until next spring, but what's kind of been the level of communication? What are you expecting? Are you expecting to head down to Ann Arbor later this summer, or just is it still kind of touch and go on that?
So I'm actually not going to Ann Arbor at all. I'm just going straight to professional baseball.
Okay.
I opted to skip out on that. So, you know, it was a conscious decision that me and my family had to make, and we thought it was the best for me because the situation was just right. But going on, like, the communication part of it, to be right now with professional baseball being canceled or something like that, I have no idea. Yeah, we're all in the dark.
Yeah, well, I guess that we're all trying to figure it out here day by day. We're happy for you. Great, great stuff. Being the top Canadian drafted is a huge honor. We really look forward to seeing your career embark, and hopefully we'll be able to connect down the line further along in the development and see where things are at.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.